Krishna, I want to warmly welcome you for this closing ceremony of our retreat. We have a few very important highlights which will help you to take the retreat home. As you will see in a few minutes, the journey which you were on was planned. There were many, there were a few items that were important, and we will highlight them. We will also give you a takeaway, something that you can take with you home so that you can practice it. We will hear our Kirtaniyas addressing all of us, and then we have an absolutely absolute surprise, which I cannot tell you now. That will take care that you are actually not the same when you return after the retreat. So let us please start. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Raja Jana Ranjana Ramuna Tira Vanachari Ramuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama,
schön. Na, dann sehen die das. Ja. Ja. Die essentiellen Punkte. I'm sorry, you didn't hear anything. Die essentiellen Punkte. Nur zwei, drei. So, there's so many things. My dear everyone, first of all, I would like to start with, no, that I will do a little later. I would like to start by highlighting six very powerful practices that you can continue to practice at home. We always say this is was only retreat part one. Now comes the more important retreat, or the more important practice, the more important time for you, that is taking the retreat home or the insights home and practicing them there. Because let us pause for a moment. What we practice now, that is what we become later. What we are now is what we have practiced in the past, and it has made us to the persons we are now. So if you want your future self to be perhaps more enlightened, more inspired, more, dare I say, blissful, then it's good to practice a few things. And here are the six practices once again for all of us. You don't have to write them down. You will get them at the end on a piece of paper. We have a beautifully designed piece of paper which you can hang in your, can put somewhere in an apartment where it's prominent. So let us please chant together. These are the practices that cause one to attain the best results in chanting. I will chant one time, verse line by line. Mana sangharanam shocham. Monam mantra ta chintanam. Avyagratvanga nirvedo. Japa sampati hetava. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, it says japa sampati. Sampati means the end result, hetava, how to get that. In order to perfect one's chanting of japa, one needs to cultivate the following qualities. Control of the mind. It means concentrating the mind, repeatedly bringing the mind back when it wanders. The second is socham, or cleanliness, purity. Cleanliness refers to the physical cleanliness, body and the chanting space, and purity refers more to mental purity, the inner purity. That is, be careful that you have positive sattvic thoughts and feelings. Whenever you have a bitter or bad thought, you are the one who suffers from this. The third quality is coming up just now, monam. It is silence. It means don't interrupt your chanting with anything. Avoid speaking, reading, that is modern language messages, or watching anything during your japa practice. Then number four is mantrata chintanam. Very important. Number one and number four are very important. contemplate the meaning of the mantra. And again, the advice, repeatedly bringing the mind back when it wanders. We talked about this at length, so I'll just go quickly through it. Avyagratva. This is very difficult sometimes. No haste. When you are with a person and you are hastefully with a person, what is that? Nothing of significance. A simple meaning. Here we have gotten it. Mantrata. This mantrata. Oh my God, this has gone a little bit topsy-turvy. Here was an internet worker who worked at 3 o'clock in the morning, I think. On a piece of paper, it should be right, no? Hopefully. It's right on the piece of paper. Okay, so we go back to the... wow, this was brother sleep came to the computer worker. So, where is the control of the mind? Internal silence, contemplation of the mantra's meaning, patience. The Sanskrit word is not haste. You know, you should not... I got to finish this. And steadfastness means even in the face of not getting immediately so-called deep experiences, you should stick with the practice and not become anirvida means not becoming dejected. Good. These are some takeaways. Why is this important? Japa and kirtan should never become a hackneyed practice. It means something you do dry, tasteless, and mechanical. It should not become like this. And I want to play for you Prabhupada's verse on this. We have his word, and you can follow here. It was from a lecture in 1973 in Mayapur, and really, this has been often quoted, but it's really nice. It will highlight also the special emphasis of this holy name, immersion. So here it comes.
Simply who are engaged in Krishna's business. Pretty good one, with love. Not as happy. Where the beauty chanting or praying. Not that. With preeti, with love, chant every name, Hare Krishna. And here is Krishna, here is Narayana. That kind of chant, quality. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not that. Preeti. Tesham, Satatriyuttaram, Bhajatam, preeti. That preeti is required. That is the essential quality.
Yes. Strong, no? And clear when it comes from such a source of Srila Prabhupada. We have to pay attention. We can't put it on the back burner. It is the essential quality or principle. And that's why we learned to bring our mind away from mindless chanting or just musical chanting or just rhythmical chanting or just mind-wandering chanting, all these things. But we learned there is Sneha Samyukta Nam, no? The name that is connected with Sneha or affection. That is important. And these six principles, which are really teaching us how to pay attention, will help you. The first, very first sprout of affection is attention. In a relationship, amongst friends, or perhaps some of you are in the, or many of you are in the Grihastha Ashram, or contemplating this, the first thing is attention. You need to pay attention to the person. And from there, affection, genuine affection, can come. This is what we need to practice in relationship to Krishna. First attention, and then we will see how affection and sneha will come very easy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized this in a very nice way. He has written a sequel to the book Harinam Chintamani. He says, Bhajan Rahasya, the secrets of personal worship. He has said, while chanting japa, it's the same thing, focus the mind in one place. Where is that one place? Hearing the mantra, someone said. Hearing here, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Here is Krishna, here is Radha Rani. Be pure in consciousness, that is, so what is that? Socham, yes. And do not speak anything useless. What is that? Yes, you know. Meditate on the meaning of the holy names. What is that? Mantrata Chintanam. And take shelter of the quality of patience. That's avyagratva. In this way, show adarat. This is such an important personal word for someone who wants to come to the next level. Affectionate respect. There are two things. We are respectful to our practice, but we bring also affection to Krishna, towards Krishna's. And Krishna, and ultimately engage in Nam Smaran. Nam Smaran, that may be the subject of a future retreat if you are making a little advancement. There's endlessly deep we can go in this way. So yes, so this is your takeaway. You will get it on a piece of paper again. My dear devotees, I want to put my notes away and talk to you personally. My own journey of chanting the holy names. It started actually when I was very young, perhaps 14 years old. I had a little tape recorder, I remember, like this. At that moment, we had tape recorder, and I was a lover of music. I loved music too much. I also like to dance to the music very much. I was known as the whirling dervish in the parties which I attended. I was really appreciating music, and I thought it would give me an entrance to another world, the world of sounds, of imagination, of creativity, and so on. And then something happened. I put on the radio at one stage, and there was the Hare Krishna mantra. But they always sing the same lines. I mean, where's the development of the song? But But it speaks to a part of me that I totally, I don't even know, I forgot or something, and it feels so good. Something is coming alive, I remember. And whenever I was with my tape, oops, yes, it's... Oh.
It has a life on its own. My God, Hare Krishna,
behave. So whenever I was, I was always, there were music broadcasts, and I would be there with my tape recorder. When I had not yet caught any song on my tape recorder, I was going like, now I take it, and I recorded it from the music programs. And somehow I did something very untypical. I always put on the record modus when the Hare Krishna mantra came. And at that time it was a hit song. It's, you will not understand what is hit, perhaps, in this modern times. It was highly ranked on all the musical programs. You had to play the Hare Krishna because it was just so new, and George Harrison had produced it. Ooh, George Harrison, and so on. And I would record it, so my tapes were full of Hare Krishna. Less Rolling Stones, less Beatles I didn't like, less classical music. I also listened to Cambodian music. It's called gamelan style, very creative music. Less anything, only and maximum Hare Krishna was there. And when I listened to the tapes, when is it coming again? When is it coming? Yeah, there it's coming. There was so much Hare Krishna on the tapes. And I was in sound state of mind. It was nothing, but I just liked so much. Because I did feel I lost my anxieties. There were a lot of anxieties. Puberty was coming. How do I position myself in society? What will I do? How will I impress other people? How will I take care that my life is colorful and not boring? And all these thoughts which any puberting teenager has. They were very much waiting on me. But when I heard the Hare Krishna, I felt just... Later I learned that this mantra is actually God in sound. It's the most easily accessible form, and I became, I appreciated this very much. I was afraid of the devotees. Whenever I saw them, I thought, oh no, maybe one day I will become like them. And I mean, how can you dress like this? And what's with my money? I have it, and all my ideas. But I liked the chanting very much, very much. At times of difficulties, when I was crying because a friend died, we were in a circle of very adventurous people who were just not respecting limits, you know. And that when a friend died, I'd put on the Hare Krishna. And I understood he's eternal, he has not died. I don't know what happened. The mantra began to work on me. I was starting to become called by Krishna. This is what I know. And then I joined our movement eventually, and I have shared this often. I somehow, now, where I was in this movement. It was called Hare Krishna movement. It's still called that way. I forgot about the mantra. I don't know how it is possible when something is so close, you see somewhere else. Yes, I chanted my rounds, but I chanted them only out of duty, or as Prabhupada would say, hackneyed, mechanical, dry. Yes, there was kirtans in the morning program and evening program and so on, but I just did not feel the same excitement which I had felt when I first met the mantra. This continued until I came into a stark crisis. I could see that I had not changed inside, and it gave me so much pain. I had not become purified from my anattas, bad qualities, bad thoughts, judgmental. Germans are very judgmental by breeding. They are bred like this, and all this was going on, and I did not feel well. I felt, this is the American English, ill at ease. Do you know this expression, ill at ease? Ram Govinda, it is from America. I've learned from America this language. There's no ease, no peace, no inner peace. Ill at ease. Am I correct, CP? There is such a word, yes. Yes, I felt really ill at ease. And to be very honest, I thought this is not working for me. It may work for others, but it is not working for me. And I want a better life, but it's not. I don't feel it any longer. So I wanted to. I was contemplating what to do, and I thought, well, if it's not here, then I will find it somewhere else. And I wanted to leave, but I couldn't, because I was very convinced of Srila Prabhupada's purity, integrity, realization. In fact, if someone like me can love, I loved him. So I felt he would be hurt if I would go. He would be disappointed with me. So I didn't know what to do. And then I made a thorough study of our philosophy. I spoke also with living Vaishnavas, old Vaishnavas. Prabhupada had disappeared by then. I think so. I really try to find out what's really the process of this spiritual tradition. And I met the holy name Nu. He came in a new dress. Yes, when I was young, I was very immature. I did not understand anything about the philosophy. I only felt the effect of the chanting. But now I needed to, it was clear to me, I needed to study the mantra to really recognize what it is. And to try to lift the secret, how Krishna is, I mean, God is identical with Hare Krishna. This is transrational. It goes beyond our rational capabilities to understand and see. We can hear a lot of philosophy, but it will remain a secret until you commit to chanting and you commit to finding it out, and then it will be revealed. Certain spiritual things cannot be understood with the present mind. They can be only seen in the purified heart, and this is one of the secrets. Yeah, so I do not say, and I cannot claim that I'm a good chanter. No, But I'm very convinced if I try my best. Some of you have noted this phrase, try your best. If I have noted when I try my best, miracles happen in my life and in the life of others. I see many people who try their best, whatever it is, and your obstacles are overcome, life rearranges itself, and they become, they stop being ill at ease. They become content, so to say. So that's a little bit my personal story and why I am a little bit, I'm not passionate about many things as I get older, but this is my, I'm so convinced and so enthusiastic, and that's why I try to serve the international community, everyone who cares to listen to my in not so good words, I've tried to show, see, this is what I saw, try it out, it is wonderful. And it is this reason or this background which makes me give these retreats and sleepless during this time, and try to give my best to serve all of you. I just take my notes back. Otherwise, I could talk and talk about this for long. We thought to now do an exercise where you can actually do something amazing. You can, as you are now, you have heard a lot, you've done a lot of kirtan, wow, you danced, some of you cried, everything. How you feel now about chanting, you should write, you will write now a little letter. I think we did this last year as well. I remember Yogindra lying on the ground and writing very quickly, because he's an accomplished writer, I understand. So what advice would you give yourself in 3 months' time, how to relate to your chanting? I want to make this very clear before I asked Bananandini to tell about the technicalities of this exercise. See, you are now most properly, if it worked, in a heightened state of consciousness, and you have made some experiences in your chanting, doing the kirtans, and you are, I think, fine with chanting. You like it. So now you should write down what you want yourself to know in 3 months when you most probably are not so inspired. Imagine to write if you are André, you write to the André in 3 months. Where will he be? Most probably in Bucharest. And in 3 months' time, this letter will stay with you. You will close it and seal it off, and you are allowed only to open it after 3 months. So in 3 months' time, now we have middle of September. September, October, November. So middle of December. you will open this letter, you have it in your book or somewhere, where you keep your money maybe. No, you don't have any money. So so where you keep your, I don't know, your precious items, your, I would put it on my bookshelf on a thing. And in 3 months' time, you take that letter and you find, my dear Andre, wow, that's my handwriting. Yes, I'm here with you. My dear Andre, it's now 3 months after the Holy Name Retreat, but I want to tell you, take it serious. This chanting, I have personal experience. I was in Radhadesh. And then you start to more or less inspire yourself, encourage yourself. I must say, I have such a letter which I wrote. In the old times, we used to do it like this. We wrote it, then we gave it to the temple with the envelope where we had written our address. And the temple then was supposed to send it to our address. But sometimes they had no money for the stamps, or sometimes the letters didn't reach. So therefore, we will give you the letter, but you can only open it after 3 months. If you open it before, poisonous fumes will come out of it. Just joking. Of course not. But there will also no hand grabber. You broke your promise. No, not three. But it works best after 3 months. You know, it works best after 3 months. Then you will open it and you will not believe what you wrote. Not you will believe it, but it has such an impact. When I was reading it, this letter, I thought, I mean, Sachinanda Swami, you don't follow anyone, but you follow yourself. You better do this. This is you writing, you know, 3 months back to me. It's so, let me use a modern word, it's so absolutely cool to do this. So, Bhananandini will explain how we do it. Can we have a microphone? There is a microphone, I think. For this has a lot of entanglements with it.
Letter where we requested Shishirada Gopinath to, it was more like a prayer. And then we showed and gave all these letters to the deities. And this time we did it slightly different. So, as you heard, we will write to our future self. So, we have here some papers, and maybe you can distribute across the room. Each one of you take one paper, obviously, and we have envelopes.
When we left Berlin, we went into the post office and got all these envelopes for you.
So you can share the papers, and then, yes, we have a few pens for those who forgot to bring their pen. So here, and you can also maybe send lots of press.
I think, Andra, you are ready to distribute the pens.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
please,
yeah.
Go, Jai Gopal, yeah. Give to...
You can have a few papers for each side, and in this way, this will be quicker.
Jai Gopal,
So those of you who already have received your paper and pen, do you have your phones on you maybe? Yes, so please take them out and put a reminder in your calendar. In 3 months from now, that it reminds you that you should open your weapon. Yes, thank you. So today we have the 15th of September, so 15th of December. Not before the honor I said.
Of the danger.
What time? That's a big question. After the Japan session or before? Yes. Okay.
If you want.
And we have also prepared some questions which can you can read them, and they can help you reflect a little bit so that you can churn what you wish to tell yourself. You don't need to go by the 3 questions. They're just a little hint of how you could write Dear Virgin. And you can start by saying, at this Holy Name Virgin retreat, for example, I experienced this and that, or I felt so connected, or I have healed my wounded japa, or you can start with something positive, and then, you know, you can just encourage yourself. Okay. So the first question which can help you in this exercise is, what message would you like to give to your future self about chanting? I'm sorry, it's a bit small. So very important, but this is just to help you, right? Share your own answers, what you're going to write, and most important is be encouraging and compassionate. So don't write, you rascal, I'm not chanting you around. I knew you would fail. Then the second one, which can help you, is what are your aspirations for your future self? Maybe you wish to write from this perspective, where you're in this heightened state of consciousness. Maybe you wish to write at the retreat, you know, I've experienced this and that, and you know, I would really like to go there. So you can write about this. You can remind yourself where you were actually, and how far you can come. So you can write your aspirations for future self. And then the third, how can you remind yourself of the sense of an intimate connection with the Holy Name, or the ecstasy you felt during a kirtan while you were here, for any other highlights you had during the Holy Name version? So this can maybe also help you. It's just really to help in your reflection. So you will have exactly 3 minutes to think and 8.5 minutes to write. We will put a bhajan in the end, in the background, so it's nice for you to be inspired. And then once you have written, please close, put your letter inside the envelope and write your name on the envelope. Very important, otherwise you may take somebody else's. And they can get mixed right here on the door. So write your name, please. And then when we have finished the session, those of you who would like, you can even present your letter to Nitai or Radha Kanela, so that they get a special blessing. But just do this at the end when the session is over, otherwise to go in the front, it's too much pressure. Right? Okay, are you ready? Everybody has their envelopes and papers and pens?
We need a pen here.
One pen here.
What is also very good is to, I want to remind you, what Bhanu Nandini said is true. What is very good is if you write a little bit, I experienced this and this and this and this, you know. But it should be real, you know, it should be real. And then I recommend you. You check this out.
Okay, so countdown starts. 3 minutes to reflect. What? And then just reflect now what you wish to write. And then when the music plays, you start writing. When the music ends, you stop writing and you put the written paper in the envelope and please write your name on it. Okay. And this is a very good exercise actually, because we're creating new sanskaras during this retreat, new impressions. And by doing such an exercise, we really deepen our own understanding and our own reflection. where we are, where we should be, what we experience, how far we can go. So by writing, not also on the phone, but really with pen and paper, it really, really goes deep. And, okay, so Kanban starts. This is that.
Andra, can you please give me a pen? Amazing. Thank you.
ja, ja. Do you need a little bit more time?
Yes.
2 minutes?
Yes. Yes. Four.
Focus your mind, no?
Very deep subject.
You will see, it is so helpful and so amazing and so super inspiring. You will see. Please try to come to an end of your letter. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit difficult. I can see some of you are really writing, you know, and you obviously don't want to stop, because very important will be that you will have to seal the letter. It's not something that you can, you can't continue, in other words, outside this session. But at the same time, we have to come to, I mean, time is there, no? Or you can write to yourself, reflect what you felt 3 months ago. And so on.
Okay, most of you are done, so please, Maharaj said that it's important to say this again, seal it properly, write your name down, please, and set a reminder. If you have not set the reminder, in 3 months from now, or you can do this after, but, and then please place the letter in a safe place where you will find it, where it's not going to plus. And then after 3 months, you take it from this place and you read, and you're going to see it's very emotional. And also,
maybe have a cup of tea there, you know, next to you.
And also, we really should encourage you, before you leave the room, you can just place the letters to the Lutai, the Lotus Suite, so you can bless and also write it down. And now comes one next part, which is more ceremonial. So I will just briefly announce.
Please.
So we would now request the six kirtan artists who were facilitating, co-facilitating with Maharaj to again come here. And we will request the three ladies to sit to Maharaj's right side and the three prabhus to sit to Maharaj's left side in the chairs. And then you can give your brief final message. And after the final message, we will have a thread, Sankalpa thread binding. So these threads have been actually offered to Radha Gopinath, to Gordon Thai, and also to Jaimi Bhadra and Suhadra. And you see Lord Nityananda, he's holding them like this because he's Prema Dana Nityananda. So he's giving praying or love through chanting of the holy names. So you will receive your threads. And the ladies, they get this on their left wrist. So this is why all the ladies can sit on this side. And please, ladies, go to ladies, and then you give your left wrist. And our brahmanas and kirtaniyas, they will chant the Hare Krishna mantra or any other mantra for blessings. And while they're binding, you just think of your sankalpa. You think of something that you would wish to improve in your chanting or what you're taking home with you. And the prabhus, they can go to the right side, they can approach Maharaj, Amal, Yogindra, or Ananda. And you will
and Ramanji also. Okay. Yes, he's not so strong with many English words, but it is important. Okay. Yes.
And then you get it on your right first. Okay. So let us then start. Maybe we need some chairs here.
Yes.
And Gaur Krishna will sing a beautiful kirtan in the background. So even though it's going to be joyful, obviously, but also you can do it reflectively, you know, you can do it joyfully and reflectively at the same time. But first we'll do the concluding messages and then we'll do this exercise.
Ah, that's a shame.
I'm sitting next to you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, please, come. Is it okay if I sit down?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That was such a nice exercise.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Could you envision that in 3 months from now there will be Ananda Murthy reading it?
Yeah.
How did
okay, one more practical question appeared here. How do they do Murthy. This?
I was,
so we would suggest that the ladies
I know,
can make a little shoot, they can come from this
because,
side, and then they can approach the three ladies from this side. And the
ladies
on the side also can make a nice cue.
Please consider very humble addressing. Same with you?
Same. I mean, I was very gentle, but I was just speaking in my heart language. This is the best process.
Yeah.
Please remember this. take it for you know.
You're switching.
All the ladies are different.
The ladies are already on this side, so we are switching. This is very intelligent, don't you think, Bobby? Very practical. So the ladies can just easily come then from that side, the troubles from this side, definitely more practical.
I don't have yet.
So it's important that, yes.
Breathe.
No, not.
Thank you. Oh, not yet. Because we are parting words.
They don't have to line up yet.
You don't have to line up yet. Not yet. First comes the message, and then you line up. Sorry, the confusion. So no need to line up as of yet. First the message, and then comes the second part. Okay.
So Ravi is not here. Oh, no problem. No problem.
Hare Krishna. So I just briefly want to say what I was thinking about was gratitude and also urgency, actually. Recently, although I didn't know him, one of our second generation devotees that have grown up in the movement, we just found out yesterday that he passed away in his sleep. So he was quite young, actually, maybe a little older than myself. But the point was, it was a reminder of the urgency we should have to develop this relationship with the Holy Name. And then this morning, this wonderful voice note from Srila Prabhupada also confirmed something else I wanted to share from Ayendra Prabhu in the same mood, actually. He says, you can die at any time. When you chant your 16 rounds, you should think, this is my last chance to cry for mercy of Radha and Krishna. And when you come to the last round, you should think, this is my last chance to try and please Radha and Krishna. And when you come to the last mantra of the last round, chant in a way that they are convinced. And when you come to the last Hare, if Krishna didn't hear me with all these mantras, let me call Radharani like my last breath, and then we should chant another 16 rounds in the same mood. So I just wanted to share that when we chant, there should also be a mood of, we actually never know if we'll be able to chant again. I know it's something you won't practically be able to remember every day, but the reality is there. We're experiencing it. So many people we know, and in this movement itself even, are passing away daily. The association of devotees like Maharaj won't be around forever. So for some of us, this may even be our last retreat in this lifetime. You never know. And so take advantage of these moments. Chant like it's your last time.
Hare Krishna. Bravo. Well spoken. Well spoken.
Hare Krishna, everybody. I want to start by saying that today morning my brother and I were chanting here in the morning with Maharaj, and we looked at each other and we were very sad that it's ending, because it's been such a pleasure and honor to spend these few days with you guys, chanting together, growing together, diving deeper together. So thank you all very much. I just want to add a small point to what Amal was saying, you know, sometimes we don't really understand death because we hear this disciple, this or this devotee passed, we don't really have a connection with that person. But when it happens within your family, within your close people, someone you really know, like 3 years ago we watched our father pass away. We were there with him, watching the whole thing. And if we can give you a little takeaway, I mean, we can go into great detail, but we have to keep it short. He didn't take anything with him. Whatever he worked hard for, right? All the money, right? The properties, relationships. He even had to let his two sons, which he loved so much, he had to leave them behind, right? But the only thing he took with him, and this was his final moments, he was holding my hand, but he was doing this movement.
Oh.
And me and Yogi looked at each other. We're like, he's chanting. He's chanting japa. So that was the only thing he could take with him. He couldn't even hold his beads because he was so weak. But he was just chanting. And we could see his lips going, Hari Ram. So if you guys can take one thing away from this retreat, is the holy name is our everything. It is our life and our soul. And that's the only thing we will take with us. So please, just give it all your energy. Give it your time. Give it your attention. Huh? Develop your relationship with mom. And like Mara said, miracles will take place. Thank you.
I think that it really works. It really works. Chanting Hare Krishna really works. In the beginning of this retreat, I'm a note taker, like Maharaj was mentioning. I love taking notes. There's so much theory, and I love having the theory in my head. And I'm taking notes, and Maharaj said this is great. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this is great. And Maharaj even said, oh, it's okay to take notes, we will give it to you, but you have to apply it. So then I was like, okay, time for me to apply. I'm in the kirtan, I'm chanting, I'm applying, and it's great. I feel like a new bhakta. I feel like, wow, this is really nice. Chanting Hare Krishna is great. Okay, reestablish my relationship with Krishna. Okay, here I am. I am an eternal little spark thing. Part of Krishna, I'm yours, Hare Krishna. This is great. And then Achyuta says in kirtan, you guys are going through war. You guys are going through battles. It's hard. And I look, and Amol's like, yeah. And my brother's like, shh, yeah, talk about it. Adia's like, yeah. And I'm like, what? Am I doing something wrong? And then I'm like, Krishna, what am I doing wrong? Am I not connecting to you? So then I just kept chanting, because Maharaj said thoughts will come, negative or whatever, just let them drift by. And then drift by. I'm enjoying. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I see lust, I'm like, this demon is in me? And then I see desire for appreciation, desire for acceptance, desire for recognition, desire for love, and all these things are in my heart. I didn't even know. I thought I was a pure devotee.
So, going through war, Yogi.
And then the last day I went through war. I went through hell. Like, my mind was like, and I was like, whoa, this is war. Krishna, please accept me. And I realized it works. It's real. Cheto darpanam marjanam. Mahaprabhu says it and we hear it, but the experience, yes, Maharaji was saying many wonderful things and I was writing them down, but then they were hitting me. They were hitting me what he was saying. And that made me realize that we have to become scientists. Mm. See, our Gurudev, myself and my brother, his name is Bhakti Sarupa Damodar Goswami Maharaj and Sripad Maharaj. And he was Srila Prabhupada's scientist. And he always used to say that in science, you always have a hypothesis or a thesis or a question, an inquiry. And that's like theory, and I love theories and all this. But you take that theory and then you experiment, you apply it. And that is science. So if we are to become scientists, take all this theory and practice it with this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, you will see results. Those same enemies I heard about every day, I saw them before my eyes. I experienced them. Maharaj was always saying, it will be painful. And it's painful to look at the attachments that you have to this world, to your identity as some guy called Yogi. You know, it's real. And you can only realize it once you apply it. So let's become scientists of chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Donc s'il y a un volontaire qui les traduit pour moi, c'est très bon.
Moi je suis très très heureux de partager ces moments avec vous.
So I'm very happy to share this moment with you.
Excusez-moi pour mon anglais, mais il n'est pas encore prêt.
Sorry for my English, it's not ready yet.
Parfois, il y a des moments qu'on ne sait pas si on chante ou si on pleure dans le kirtan.
Sometimes in kirtan, there is moments when we don't know if we are singing or crying.
Si on pleure, on perd la voix, on peut pas chanter.
And when we are crying, we lose our voice, so we cannot sing.
Donc ça demande beaucoup de concentration et d'effort aussi pour s'asseoir et chanter avec vous.
So it's asking a lot of concentration and effort to sit down and chant with you.
Je sais qu'on ne peut pas voir Krishna, mais on peut sentir aussi la vibration de chacun de vous quand vous priez.
I know that we cannot see Krishna, but we can feel the vibration in each and every one of you when you are praying and chanting.
Et je crois que quand on est tous ensemble et qu'on appelle Krishna, et si on n'a pas la force de celui qui est à côté, ça peut aussi nous aider.
So when we are all together and we are calling for Krishna and we don't have the strength ourselves, we can lean on the strength of the one next to us.
J'ai beaucoup aimé l'exemple que Maharaj a parlé de la cassette qu'il a écoutée de Mantra Hare Krishna.
I really liked the example that Maharaj was giving about the cassette recorder and
j'ai
listening to the Mahamantra.
J'ai pensé à ma mère parce qu'elle n'était pas dévote de Krishna.
I was thinking about my mother because she was not a devotee of Krishna.
Une fois, quand j'étais petit, j'étais très malade.
Once when I was a child, I was very sick.
Et ma mère, elle avait une guirlande de Jagannath que le dévot l'a offert à elle.
And my mother had like a statue of Jagannath that the devotee had given to her.
C'était tout pourri, plein de poussière.
That was covered with dust.
Et elle l'a mis dans une casserole et l'a fait une tisane.
And she put it in a pot and she made the tea
et
out of it.
Elle m'a donné à boire.
She gave it to me to drink.
Ça m'a aidé.
It helped me.
Le lendemain, j'étais bien.
The next day, I'm still.
Même si on n'est pas conscient, mais si on s'y met avec
garland,
la foi,
the garland was made in tea.
So even when we are not conscious, but if we do things with faith, we can achieve it.
Il y a une chanson brésilienne qui dit qu'on marche avec la foi, il y a pas de faille.
So there is a Brazilian song that says if you walk with faith, you don't have.
Il y a pas bon le. La croyance, ben, il n'y a pas de faillite.
When you walk with faith, you don't have something that can bring you down.
Avec la foi, on ne tombe pas.
With faith, you don't fall.
Et cette chanson, je vais chanter un morceau parce que c'est très belle mélodie.
I would like to sing a piece of that song because it's a very beautiful melody.
Juste un petit morceau.
Just a little.
Anda com fervo, que a fé não costuma falhar.
Thank you.
such a pleasure to listen to you, Ramanji. Please, this, and the language is very sweet, no? Chansons. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, it feels like there's no words left to say after all of that. Yeah, this was such a sweet week with everybody, and I feel for me what I'm taking away the most is that this is, it's not something, well, for me, it's not something that I can do alone. And so I'm very, very grateful.
Oh no. Because of all of their speeches.
But I'm very grateful to all of you. Because we really can't do this by ourselves. And, you know, at the time of death, if I can't chant, I hope that I have this family who can chant for me. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I think I've shared kind of a lot about myself over this retreat. I don't know if it delved into oversharing. I've shared shower stories, all kinds of things. I don't know if any of you hummed in the shower, but it really does
work. I'll teach you.
I taught one friend how to hum in the shower yesterday. You can experience this with others. Fully clothed, please. But I realized in sharing all of that, so many of you came up to me yesterday and show of hands, how many of you got to know me better? Thank you. How many of you felt kind of like, oh wow, not only did I get to know her better, but I kind of like her even more now. Please everybody raise your hands. Right now. And that was kind of Krishna using me as a practical example of what happens in a holy name retreat. Yesterday we were hearing that it's important to read and hear about Krishna. And we were thinking of it in terms of our own japa. Our japa becomes dry and all of these things, but also, once you start hearing and knowing about Krishna, first you think, oh wow, I've heard this Hare Krishna mantra, sure, I was singing it, I liked it. And then I got to know that there's personalities behind this mantra. I didn't know that about them. We didn't know so many things about Nitai. And then all of a sudden, this affinity grows. This affection grows. You start thinking, okay, well, I want to stay in touch with them more. And there were so many people that I had so many moments with. And I feel like we've all grown closer. We've all grown so much more intimately connected with one another. And that is why we're doing all of this. It's exactly the same, I promise. Except a little bit better, because Krishna can reciprocate way better than I can. And so the point of this entire holy name retreat for me was to then think, if somebody were to come to you and say, you know, Chitta Gopi, she's okay, but like, she's whatever, a nonsense and all kinds of things. Most of you would probably defend me after this weekend, yeah?
Yeah.
We have to do that with Krishna. When our mind comes and tells us, no, no, you've been forgotten. No, no, Krishna doesn't have time for you. Krishna's like this or like that, or God is like this or like that. Defend God fiercely, because now you're friends. You've gotten to know something about this person. Defend them. Give them the benefit of the doubt, which is really to think that that doesn't sound like my Krishna or the one that I was introduced to. That doesn't sound like Krishna at all. Are there any of you where when we listened to Srila Prabhupada, if that was the first experience of you hearing Srila Prabhupada's voice? Anybody? Yeah, a few people. And for me, it felt like reestablishing the powerful nature of Srila Prabhupada's voice. There is something special, incredibly special, about hearing Krishna consciousness from Srila Prabhupada. A person who, against all odds and difficulties, against heart attacks, mini strokes, all kinds of things, against any and every difficulty, deciding to leave the holiest place in the world, because he was in Vrindavan, to come to one God-forsaken corner of the earth called New York to start a spiritual revolution so that I could be here today. So there are so many people who have come to me with troubling questions or things they can't reconcile. What do you think about what Srila Prabhupada said about this? I'm like, I've taken time to really go back and study what Srila Prabhupada did. How he interacted with people. All kinds of people. My parents included. All kinds of people. And that I will defend till my incredible last breath and beyond. I'm a person that gets so fierce about the things that I care about and the people that I care about. And that is a quality that I hope never changes, because that means I'm fierce about Krishna. This is what I want to defend till my dying breath, that the holy name can give us everything. That we should be willing to give the benefit of the doubt to Krishna. Even if we hear something confusing, sure, it's natural to be confused. It's going to happen. You're going to hear things that confuse you. Keep looking. Don't just stop there and give up. Because now we are obsessed with cancel culture. We like to give up way too easily. We like to put it in a box. It's done. Shut down. It's canceled. And I never have to look at that again. These are interactions with people. Sometimes our friends, living entities, spirit souls. Our spiritual lives depend on it. Our actual lives depend on how much we are willing to battle and confront the confusion when it comes. And then go back and keep searching. And the moment that we go back and keep searching, Krishna comes out of hiding. Because actually, the person who put him into hiding was us. Yeah. He was never really wanting to hide in the first place. All he says is, I just want to reciprocate with your desire. So sometimes our desire is, I want to be the boss and forget that there's another boss. And Krishna, with all of the love that breaks his heart, says, okay, you're my dearest friend. But because this is the nature of love, you want to forget me, so be it. So if we can battle that confusion, we're in war. If we can battle the confusion, take a moment, because it will come. Maybe 3 months from now, which will remind us to open the letter. Give Krishna the benefit of the doubt. Things might be confusing. Go back. Look again. I've had questions where I've had to search for years before I found the answer. But one thing I always knew is the answer will come. My Krishna would never send anything inauspicious for me. Ever.
Well, My God, this was a shower of insight, of personal realizations, and so on. Really, very honored to hear from you and how you opened your heart. And Nadia Mani, tears speak louder than words. So you still, it was a very good lecture. and yes, Achyuta Gopi, to see your determination, your lion-like fierceness, fierceness, maybe devotion, and devotion is perhaps the appropriate word here. And I mean, to hear from the two Bhakti brothers, that's are you called like this, or is it not the right?
yeah, people call us.
Yes, that two of them, yes, and the departing lesson of the good father, you know, that the showing that this is all, this our treasure, the only treasure we take along, and Yogindra, who is telling us, yes, there are these two things. When you apply something, then it really works, and it also shows you the things you need to work on. And then Amala Harinam, Prabhu's reminder of we never know when it's our last. And Aindra Prabhu's comments or suggestion, recommendations in this way. And then the sweet Ramaji, you, this French from your word, from your mouth, the French is very nice and very melodically, poetically, and of course a very nice content also. Thank you all very much. I have nothing to add. I have spoken enough. If I say something, I will say one thing in one sentence. What you practice now is what you become later. That's all. What you practice now is what you become later. Yes. So we have now two things left. One is some practical announcements, and right after that, you will get a reminder. You can see I have a lot of those. Each one is from either a retreat or a visit to a sacred place, and each one of these strings reminds me of the consciousness I had at that time, the blessings I received, and the intentions that I set for myself. So this is a wonderful ceremony that will come at the end. It will solidify everything. It will stitch the patient up. And then you will be very energetic, very, you will be supplied with a lot of blessings, because they come from right from the sancto sanctorum, the innermost sanctorum, how do you say, sacred spot here in the temple, our altar, Radha Gopinath. So after that, yes, it's holy name immersion part 2. It's not over. Now the real thing starts.